Hi everyone and welcome back to English for You. I'm Erin.
And I'm Chickling.
And we are talking about a show on Animal Planet called Dodo's Heroes. Mm-hmm. Now this show is about rescuing animals that need help. So what did we learn about in one episode?
On one episode, mm-hmm. we learned about Pen Farthing, the person, mm-hmm. the soldier, an English soldier living in Afghanistan.
That's right. Now, mm-hmm. Pen finds an injured dog hiding under a building one day, so he rescues it. Now, mm-hmm. it's scared at first,
yeah.
but then they become the best of friends, and he names it Nozad.
Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. he finds a way to take Nozad mm-hmm. back to England with him.
That's right, but that's not all he does. He sets up an animal shelter and charity that helps rescue other dogs in Afghanistan.
And this charity mm-hmm. even has helped take care of the more than 1,000 animals in the world.
Oh, well, just in Afghanistan.
In Afghanistan, sorry.
Yeah. All right, well, what's going to happen on the next episode of Dodo's Heroes? We're about to find out.
Reading.
Dodo Heroes. One day, Pen receives a call from Sebastian, an American soldier who has found 6 abandoned puppies in Afghanistan. Pen and his girlfriend, Hannah, create a plan to help Sebastian transport the dogs to the U.S. There's one problem, though. Sebastian can't leave his base. Therefore, Pen arranges to pick up the dogs from a man on a street corner. The puppies are scared at first, but they begin to relax when they reach the shelter. After getting health checks, they eat lots of food and make some new doggy friends. A few hours later, Hannah calls Sebastian to tell him the puppies are safe and sound. When the excited dogs hear his voice, they start licking the phone. Sebastian has some joyful news, too. He has already found homes for each of the dogs in the U.S. Thanks to Pen and Hannah, the puppies will spend the rest of their days living in a loving environment. To hear about heartwarming animal rescues, watch Dodo Heroes on Animal Planet in September.
Okay, we're moving on to another episode of Dodo's Heroes. It says here, one day, Pen receives a call from Sebastian, an American soldier who has found 6 abandoned puppies in Afghanistan.
So, abandoned mm-hmm. means to leave a place, mm-hmm. thing, or a person, usually forever. Mm-hmm. 就是通常是遗弃、抛弃的意思，那就是不会再回来了。所以有一个叫 Sebastian 的士兵呢，在阿富汗找到了六只被遗弃的狗。
Okay, so Sebastian has found these 6 puppies. They've been abandoned. That means somebody's left them somewhere. They don't have anyone mm-hmm. to take care of them. So, Pen to the rescue. It says, Pen and his girlfriend Hannah create a plan to help Sebastian transport the dogs to the U.S. Now, here's what they're going to do. They're going to transport the dogs to the U.S. When you transport somebody or something, you take that thing or person to another place in a vehicle like a car, truck, boat, plane, etc. Now, you are just bringing this thing or person from one place to another, mm-hmm. in other words. As an example, we could say, I need to transport this old furniture to the second-hand store. Can I use your truck?
所以 transport 就是有运输、运送的意思。那 Pen Farthing 这个人跟他的女朋友 Hannah 就创造了一个计划，可以帮助 Sebastian 这个士兵把狗狗送到美国。So transport is used as a verb here in our article. For example, the government transported goods to the island by helicopter. 政府用直升机运送货物到这个岛屿上面。So this word transport can be used as a noun as well, which means the action of transporting something or a system of conveying people or goods from place to place. For instance, bicycles are a cheap and efficient means of transport. 自行车是便宜然后很有效率的交通工具。
Now, this isn't just so easy as going to get the puppies and bringing them to the shelter. In fact, there's a problem. Mm-hmm. It says here in the article, there's one problem, though. Sebastian can't leave his base. Now, here, a base is the place that a military lives and works. Now, if bases are big enough, they can actually be whole cities. But sometimes it might be too dangerous mm-hmm. to leave a base, which is what's happening here. Sebastian can't leave this sort of area. He has to stay there.
Okay, so Sebastian 根本就没有办法离开他的基地。So what happened next?
A good question. It says here, therefore, Penn arranges to pick up the dogs from a man on a street corner. Sounds very, sounds like a spy mission almost. Now, Penn arranged for something to happen. When you arrange something, you make it possible for somebody or something to do something. Mm-hmm. Here, we're saying that Penn made it possible for someone else to get the dogs because Sebastian couldn't do it. Another example, Jamie's secretary arranged for him to fly to Hong Kong for his business meeting.
好，所以 arrange 就是有安排的意思。It's a verb. We can say, the boss wants the meeting arranged as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. 老板希望尽快安排会议。And we'll also take a look at the noun arrangement. It also means the action or process of arranging something. It could also mean a plan or preparation for a future event. Mm-hmm. 有安排准备工作的意思。那我们就可以说 he took charge of the arrangements for the party. 他负责派对的安排。
Okay, so what Penn did was he arranged for these dogs to be picked up. Now we use the phrase pick something or pick somebody up. Now when you do this, you meet that person or thing somewhere and then you take them to another place in your vehicle. This is often used when we talk about transportation, like earlier, like cars, trains, and planes, etc. Yeah. Now you can pick somebody up at a bus station, for example, and then take them to your house.Okay. Here's another example. A taxi picked Hera up at the train station and took her to the hotel.
Okay, so pick up 就是指接送某人的意思，通常都是指这个意思。But it could also mean to obtain, acquire, or learn something, usually in an informal way. Mm-hmm. 好，那这个字其实有很多意思。那我们今天先讲这个，就是不小心学到了什么，你通常不是很认真去学。我们就可以说 She had picked up a little Japanese from her mother. 她在妈妈那边学到了一点日语。
Okay, so this man has gone and picked up the dogs, and now Penn is on the street corner to get the dogs. And here it says, the puppies are scared at first, but they begin to relax when they reach the shelter, which is good news. So we saw, at first, the dogs are scared. We use the phrase, at first, to talk about the beginning of a situation, before the situation changes into something else. So...At the beginning, the puppies were scared, but that changed. They were less scared when they reached the shelter. Here's another example. I didn't like this song at first, but now I listen to it all the time.
Okay, so at first 就是有起初的意思。那文章意思就是说，这些小狗一开始好害怕，因为他们会怕嘛。所以，但他们到了避难所之后，就开始会比较放松的意思。好，那 at first 就是起先，我们可以说 at first I didn't know what had happened， 就一开始我根本不知道发生了什么事。
Okay, so we saw before that they were afraid, they're kind of scared, but then.They relaxed when they got to the shelter. Now, we're going to talk about the verb relax here, and it means to become calm or quiet after you have been scared, upset, or worried. It means you're feeling better than you were before, basically. Here's an example sentence. Now that I know Gilbert is safe, I can relax.
So relax 就是放松的意思嘛。It's a verb, 是动词哦。We will take a look at a few more sentences here.、Mm-hmm. 我们可以说 Jerry's doctor suggested that he take a vacation and relax a bit. Jerry 的医生建议他休息放松一下，放休假。好，那我们再看第二个句子。If you arrive home before me, please feel free to have a few more drinks and relax. 如果你比我早到家，请就是自己喝东西啦，放松一下。
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the dogs are at the shelter now. Everyone is safe and sound, and it says, after getting health checks, they eat lots of food and make some new doggy friends.
Okay, so doggy is a child's word for dogs.
That's right.
对，小朋友都会说 doggy.
Okay, well, here it goes on to say, a few hours later, Hannah calls Sebastian to tell him the puppies are safe and sound. Now, let's talk about this phrase, safe and sound. This is just another way of saying that someone is safe or not in any danger or not hurt or killed. Now, we kind of just add a little bit of emphasis to this meaning. Yeah. So instead of just saying they're safe, we say they're safe and sound. Mm-hmm. It gives it more impact when you want to assure somebody that another person or thing is safe. For example, I could say, my mom was worried that I would go out during the typhoon, but I told her I was safe and sound in my apartment.
Okay, 所以是一个片语，就是安然无恙的意思。虽然就是平安的意思，但是就会有更加强那个语气嘛，就是我真的很平安。好，我们就可以说几个小时过去了嘛，我们文章里面说 Hannah 就打给 Sebastian 说，哎，这些小狗都安然无恙 ，which is very good。好，那我们可以就可以说啊。The soldiers have returned safe and sound from the battlefield. 战士们呢，已经安然无恙地从战场上回来了。
Okay, so she's on the phone with Sebastian, and here's what happens next. It says, when the excited dogs hear his voice, that's Sebastian's voice, they start licking the phone.
Aww.
Now, this is something that dogs do quite often, is lick. This verb means when you lick something, you move your tongue across something for some reason.
Yeah.
For instance, people lick spoons to get the rest of the food off of it. Or cats and dogs lick their fur to clean their fur, and so on.
Yeah.
As an example, we could say, the little girl licked the ice cream slowly so she could enjoy it longer.
好，所以 lick 就是舔的意思，所以这些兴奋的狗狗听到 Sebastian 的声音就很开心哦，他们就开始舔电话。So the dogs are just very smart; they can always understand what's going on. Okay, 所以 lick 它就是可以当动词或者是名词嘛。For instance, Josh licked the honey of his fingers， 就是 Josh 把手指上的蜂蜜舔下来，或者是 he gave the stamp a lick， 就是他舔了邮票。Yeah, it could be also used as a noun.
Right.Okay, so Sebastian has some good news too. It says here, Sebastian has some joyful news too. Now, we didn't just say good news, we said joyful news. Now, this adjective, something that's joyful is very happy or will make other people very happy. So, Sebastian has some news that will make Hannah and Penn very happy. Here's another example.The streets near Taipei 101 were filled with joyful people watching the fireworks on New Year's Eve.
好，就是 joyful 有很高兴、快乐的意思。所以这个士兵 Sebastian 就是有让人很高兴的消息哦。Joyful is an adjective. 那我们就可以说，甚至 joyful music 就是让人家很开心的音乐嘛，或者是 a joyful event 喜事。We can make it now by taking off the ful at the end of this word. We can say.Joy, I mean J-O-Y, 我们就可以说 Success brought him a sense of joy, 就成功让他带来一种快乐的感觉。那如果用形容词的话，就再加回去变成 Success made him joyful, 就成功让他很开心。
All right, that sounds easy.
Yeah.
All right, let's find out what Sebastian's joyful news is. It says here, he has already found homes for each of the dogs in the U.S., Now, that is very good news. It's a lot for one person to take care of six puppies at once. So they need to be split up.
Yeah.
But it seems like they have found six homes for them.
Yay! 所以这些狗狗就在美国有家了哦。非常的棒。
All right. Well, here it says, thanks to Penn and Hannah, the puppies will spend the rest of their days living in a loving environment. Now, there's a grammar pattern we have to look in that sentence, so let's hear about it now.
好，那我们来看一下这个非常常用的文法，也非常的重要。不过很多人会搞混，所以我们一定要把它搞清楚哦。所以 spend 跟 take 都可以代表花费时间的意思，但是用法不一样。好，那我们先来看第一种用法 ，spend 通常就是主词，一定是人嘛。好，那我们就放一个人 spend 再加上一个时间，然后用 ving 来代表。For example, my sister spent all day searching for information for her homework online. 我妹妹花了为了她的作业花了一整天上网找资料。好，那我们再来看一下 take 的部分。如果今天用 take 的话呢，通常会用 it 开始虚主词。如果要说花了多少时间，我们就会说 it takes somebody， 然后就多久的时间，然后再加 to 跟一个动词。For example, it takes Gerald about 2 hours to finish his college assignment. 就是 Gerald 他大约要花两个小时的时间做他的大学报告。
Okay, so we also saw the noun environment. The puppies are going to live in a loving environment. Here, environment means the people and things that are in your life and the situation your life is in. For example, the buildings you live or work in, your friends and family, and the things you own, and so on and so on. Yeah. Now, here's another example. I don't think this is a good environment for a child to grow up in. There's nothing to play with or learn about here.
Okay, so environment 就是环境的意思。It is a noun. 那所以幸好有 Pen 跟 Hannah 这一对情侣，这些小狗就能住在充满爱的环境。A loving environment 就是充满爱的环境的意思。Mm-hmm. 所以我们就可以说啊 ,There are a number of things we can do to protect our environment. 我们可以做很多事来保护我们的环境。Or, rural environments are too quiet for him. 农村的环境对他来说太安静了。
Of course, that is not the only story you're going to hear about on Dodo's Heroes. So we've learned about Penn's own dog, Nozad, and we've also heard about Sebastian's rescue animals and the good life they are about to have. But we're going to say here, to hear about heartwarming animal rescues, watch Dodo's Heroes on Animal Planet in September. Now we use the phrase, hear about something.When you hear about something, you get more information about something because you're watching or listening to something, or because someone has told you this information in a message. For example, we could say, Did you hear about Fran and Dorian? Fran just told me they broke up.
Oh, okay. So, hear about 就是知道的意思啊。我们就可以说 I've just heard about his illness. 我刚才知道他生病了。
Now, we also saw the words...heartwarming, and rescue. Can you tell us about those words, Chicolin?
Okay, so heartwarming 就是 something that warms somebody's heart. 好，那就是温馨感人的意思。那 rescue 就是有救援的意思，在这边是当名词哦。那所以要知道更多温馨感人的故事，要看什么呢？继续锁定九月的动物星球频道 Dodo's Heroes.
All right, well, we've told you all we're going to tell you about this TV show. You have to go and watch it to find out more.We're at the end of today's article, but we are going to finish off now with today's For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, today's For You Chat question. If you could adopt a new pet...What animal would you choose?
Definitely a dog or a cat. Okay. I think I'm more like a dog. Because my character and everything.
Okay.
And it actually protects me from bad people.
Yeah.
I mean dogs. Because cats are like lazy and lying at my house.
Well, they will protect you from cockroaches, I think.
They play with the cockroaches.
Yeah. Which is always a good thing.
Yeah. What about you?
If I could adopt a pet, I would definitely get a cat. I love cats. But because I don't spend a lot of time at home. I'm not home very much. So it's just too hard for me to get a pet. But I might also adopt a rabbit because rabbits are soft and cute. But I might also get some fish.
Yeah,
it sounds like I love pets, right?
Yeah.
I just need a place where I can live with pets.
You're getting some fish, right?
I think I'm going to get some fish, yeah.All right, well, what about you guys? There are a lot of pets out there. If you could adopt one, what would you adopt? We have no more time left today, so we're going to say goodbye, and we'll see you next time. So for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Chickley.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Dodo Heroes. One day, Pen receives a call from Sebastian.An American soldier who has found 6 abandoned puppies in Afghanistan. Pen and his girlfriend, Hannah, create a plan to help Sebastian transport the dogs to the U.S. There's one problem, though. Sebastian can't leave his base. Therefore, Pen arranges to pick up the dogs from a man on a street corner. The puppies are scared at first, but they begin to relax when they reach the shelter. After getting health checks, they eat lots of food and make some new doggy friends. A few hours later, Hannah calls Sebastian to tell him the puppies are safe and sound. When the excited dogs hear his voice, they start licking the phone. Sebastian has some joyful news, too. He has already found homes for each of the dogs in the U.S. Thanks to Pen and Hannah, the puppies will spend the rest of their days living in a loving environment. To hear about heartwarming animal rescues, watch Dodo Heroes on Animal Planet in September.
Vocabulary Review.
Transport. The company transports its products abroad by ship. Arrange. Miguel arranged for his neighbor to water the plants in his garden while he was away. Relax. Samantha's favorite way to relax on the weekend is by watching films. Lick. The excited dog kept trying to lick its owner's face. Joyful. The holiday season is often a joyful time for people. Environment. The teacher wants his classroom to be a positive environment for his students.